to switch off my video so that I see the meeting? Firstly, let me start by apologizing. I thought that the meeting is scheduled for 5 o'clock and not 4:30. And I'm sorry about it. This is just a technical mistake because I never thought that the meeting started at 4:30. I'm sorry about it. Let me take this opportunity then to welcome all of you to this important meeting. This is a meeting of the Select Committee on COGTA to consider the C list from different stakeholders, especially provinces and municipalities, in terms of the process to amend the Municipal Systems Act. This is indeed an important process because it takes us to the finality of the promulgation of the Municipal Systems Act in terms of its amendment. I've not received any apologies from anyone. Can I check with Moss? Moss, our secretary?
Chairperson,
whether there is any apology that we have received.
Yes, Chairperson. Honorable Fisa has apologized, Chairperson. And we have also received an apology from the Director General of the Department. Thank you, Chairperson.
Those are the only apologies?
Yes, Chairperson.
Yes, just looking at the attendance registers here, I see that we're forming a quorum because we are more than 7-8 members of Parliament who are part of this meeting. Can I then take this opportunity, after having welcomed everyone and apologized, invite the department, a designated official, to take us through the proposed amendments to the Municipal Systems Amendment Bill so that we know where we are and what are those technical aspects that we must take into consideration. Over to you, a designated official.
Recording in progress.
Chairperson, Frank Jenkins here. I'm a senior legal advisor at Parliament. And I compiled the C-list, Chairperson, from last week on the instructions which the committee then... I see there's a hand, Chair. I don't know if I should carry on.
Yes, I think you must carry on.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Chairperson, let me just jump into it straight, Chair. The clause one, the amendments there's a proposal that the committee thought it could be considered the definition of secondment, Chairperson. And I used the definition that was given there, which is the Collins Dictionary, Chair. But I made that comment there for the committee to consider because I'm not sure whether it's necessary to define secondment. It is a term used in the Public Service Act. And I think that should rather be the source of the meaning of that word. And in legislation, in any event, Chairperson, we use an ordinary meaning of words. So to just use a dictionary term for it, Chair, I just want to put that there. I don't want to make the decision, but I've included it there, but I don't think it's necessary, Chair. Chair, I can go on through all the clauses or I can pause after each clause. It's up to the committee to decide on the procedure, Chair.
I suggest that you take us through all the amendments,
okay,
and all those that we are going to pick up, the committee members will know them, and at the end, we can go back to those amendments.
Fair enough, Chair. The second amendment, clause 2, Chairperson, to delete sub B and to substitute with 8, that's a cross-reference correction, Chairperson. So there's not much in that, Chair. The next one, also clause 2 of the bill. These are now changes to clause 2 of the bill as amended by the National Assembly. Senior manager, Chair, that whole section of senior manager actually deals with municipal managers and senior managers directly accountable. So that has been substituted to use municipal manager or acting municipal manager, not just senior manager, to make it consistent with that clause on page 4 of the bill. And just after that, Chair, and after definition or the change that goes throughout the bill is to change municipality with municipal council, because the municipal council is the decision maker, not the municipality. So there's not much in that, Chair. And then the last one in clause 2, to delete the inverted commas and the full stop, that is just a textual correction, a typographical correction, Chairperson. So, Chair, up to now, it's just really that definition that's a policy issue or a substantive issue. Chair, clause 3 there's an addition that comes in. So we're trying to change the 1A to insert or just to correct it, and then to correct all the numbering after. If we look at the bill itself speaks of 4A, and then it moves down. So what we've done is we've changed 4A to 5 and just to correct all the numbering, Chairperson. So it looks like quite a lot of changes, but it's just numbering, and it's just the way we do that in the C list. Chairperson, the first one there that on page 490, in any case, we can carry on, Chair. Chair, page 5, to delete clause 4 entirely. That clause is actually, it comes from the list, and what we've done now, we've changed in any event, everywhere where municipality should be municipal council. So it's not necessary to have that clause 4 in the bill at all. So that's fine, Chair. Clause 5, Chair. Again, it's numbering, Chair, that we're trying to create, and then to include on page 5 there, Chair, when on the second page, to admit after a person has been appointed as municipal manager or as manager directly accountable to the municipal manager, and to substitute for after commencement of service. This changes, Chair, relates to the confusion that's caused to find out exactly when must the contract be signed, when exactly does the municipal manager start commencing the services and so on. And there seems to be an ambiguity within the bill. So we've tried to clarify that. We've just done the after commencement of service, Chairperson. Then there was further ambiguity, Chairperson, of when the contract must be signed, and there I've made another note. That's point 4, Chairperson. On page 6, in line 26 to 27, Chair, there was a comment that there's a contradiction, because at one point it says it must be signed by both parties before the commencement of service. And in another place, it must be signed within 1 month after his or her date of commencement of service. So that needs to be clarified. When do you sign the contract? And we've tried to have a consistency, just to be signed within 1 month of his or her appointment, to delete that, Chairperson, and to say after the commencement of service. So, Chair, I think this is just something that maybe the department can see if it works, and because this is what they've agreed upon in any event, as well as the committee, Chairperson. Chair, the next month, point 5, to insert non-renewable before fixed term, is just to, that was the amendment that has to do with the renewableness of a contract of a municipal manager, to say that it's not renewable. So he or she will have to apply for the job fresh after the fixed term contract has expired. It can't just be renewed. And then, Chair, the next one is then the manager directly accountable to the municipal manager must be on a permanent basis. That's also in clause 5, Chair, a change that was created to make it sure that there's no discretion to either make it a permanent basis or a fixed term contract, Chair. And then to delete the last subsection there, which deals with a decision that has been made, whether it must be fixed term contract or whether it must be indefinite or permanent, Chair. So all it does there, Chair, the amendment is just to make those senior managers on a permanent basis. Chair, clause 6, and then further on as well, the change there to insert after misconduct, the aim to doing clause 6 there, Chair, is to ensure that, excuse me, when somebody resigns, or even before they resign, but after the commencement of disciplinary proceedings, to also put that person on a list that we are aware of it. And there was a need to clarify that, Chairperson, because it at the moment it reads, the municipality must maintain a record that contains the prescribed information regarding the disciplinary proceedings of staff members dismissed for conduct. But they also want to include there those who resigned prior to finalization of the disciplinary proceedings. So that's been included, Chair. We can go to clause 10 after that. That's the heading, Chairperson, to changes from the prohibition of holding political office to the limitation of political rights based on the wording of Section 36 of the Constitution, Chairperson. Clause 12, Chair, and committee members. We are creating a new subsection there. We're inserting that 1A. And that is just to table a report. The MEC must table a report detailing the investigation and the outcome of the investigation and submit a copy to the NCOP. So that's a new clause that's been inserted in the bill on the negotiating mandates, Chairperson. We can go down on from there, please. See where we are. That's thanks to. There's another substitution. Chair, the 4, 5, and 6 needs to be read together, and there's a new subsection that we inserted there, a subsection 6, which reads, if an investigation warrants such a step, the municipality must institute disciplinary proceedings against the person or persons implicated in the report in accordance with the system and procedures referred to in section 67. So, Chair, that's again takes the discretion away that there may be an investigation and disciplinary procedures, and just to put it there and to make it clear that it must be done. It's also consistency, because the minister has a discretion and the MEC did not have a discretion, just to make that clear, Chair. Chair, the next one, clause 13, is the regulation. It's empowering provisions to make regulations, and that is just enlarged to allow also the new amendments and to make sure that the minister has now the power to make regulations in terms of those subsections mentioned there. Clause 16, Chair, is the last one. I feel I rushed the committee through this, Chair, but the clause 16 is an amendment, because what we're doing there, we adding that B. If one look at point 2B, section 82 of the Local Government Municipal Structures Act is also now being amended by repealing it. So that's why we're changing that clause 16 in the bill, Chair, to refer not only to Act 7 of 2011, but also to number B. Chair, those are the amendments that was agreed to according to the documents that I've received last time, Chairperson. Chair, if I may say so, there's two issues, the definition of secondment, Chair, and just maybe for the department to comment whether the inclusions and whether it works, Chairperson, because we got it from the negotiating mandate, and obviously we'll get it back from the provinces to see whether they think it's all in order, Chair, but that's my input for now, Chairperson. Thank you very much for allowing me.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Jenkins, for the guidance and the identification of all the clauses that need our attention. Can I check from the department itself? Is there any addition that you would want to make? any representative from the department? Just indicate if there is nothing so that we proceed forward without making any assumption that you are covered.
Yes, Honorable Chair, yes, we are here as a department. My name is Mbulelo Skaba, as the Acting Deputy Director General. I think the apology for DG has been posted. I've got my colleagues, Chair, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, Mr. Mukhlat Shubeng, who will take the lead. He is together with Jake Maepa that have been dealing with the bill. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Without further ado, if there are no issues from the department, can I invite honorable members to comment on all the matters that were put before us, the clauses in respect of the Municipal Systems Act. I think there was quite a number of issues that were highlighted that we were sensitized about. Any inputs from honorable members? I see a person with the iPhone. I can't identify who that person is, but who's that? Any member who want to make some additions or some contributions, you are free to do that. In the absence of that, can I just make some few comments, not necessarily the amendment? For me, this process is very much important. And as we have indicated in the past, it is in the best interest of our municipalities that we finalize the processes in respect of the amendment to the Municipal Systems Act. I can see that a whole lot of issues were covered in respect of the secondment, in terms of the permanency of the municipal, in terms of the senior managers accountable to municipal managers, in respect of the definition of a municipality vis-a-vis a municipal council, and all of these particular issues, the contracts that must be concluded by the municipal manager with the municipality itself or by the municipal manager and the senior manager, Section 56 employees. And for me, this is quite important. I just hope that at the end of the day, we get all of this right. We have a very, very solid Municipal Systems Act amendment that enables municipalities to function and really achieve their own predetermined objectives. For me, this is very, very much important, and we need to ensure that this particular process is driven to its final conclusion. And with that, I want to really thank the inputs that we have received in terms of how we are sensitized about all those particular areas of work and where contradictions are, how we can go about resolving all those particular issues. In the absence of any additions, let me thank Mr. Jenkins and the team to say that we have noted all that you have raised, and as we move this process forward, we will take that into consideration. I think the next step in respect of this process is to receive the final mandate from provinces. This final mandate must be the mandate that tell us exactly in precision what is the position of different provinces in terms of the amendment to the Municipal Systems Act. Moss, is that okay? How far are the provinces, and at what point are we going to receive the submissions from the provinces? Can you just highlight that to the committee so that we are aware?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, from a process point of view, today we'll send the minutes and the sea list to all the provinces so that they are able to prepare final mandates for next week. The date for final mandates will be sent to the provinces after consultation with your office chairperson. Thank you very much, chairperson.
All right, thank you. I just wanted you to highlight that so that we in unison are together in respect of the process and what is it that we need to do. With that, let me take this opportunity to welcome all members of Parliament as well as the officials of both Parliament and the Department for attending this important meeting. Legislative process, legislation making process is an important process that is technical, that is detailed, and I think we're doing quite well to ensure that at the end of the day, we are compliant, we don't leave any stone unturned, we don't repeat the same mistakes that led to the declaration of invalidity in respect of the amendment to the Municipal Systems Act. With that, thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. You are all welcome and we appreciate the fact that you attended this important meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Members.
Thanks, Nkosi.
Okay, Kenny.
Okay.
Recording stopped.